Welcome to No Label Band Machine. Before diving into the first book, I want to take this inaugural episode to introduce you to the No Label Band Machine podcast, explain who I am, why you should listen, and share the vision behind this journey, as well as give you a rough roadmap of what's to come. My name is Garrett. I have spent 30 years as a musician and audio engineer. I make music under the names Megabyte Ghost, Beat Mage, a couple others. But here's what makes my perspective unique. For the last almost two decades, my entire adult life, I've worked in marketing and web development for small businesses across many industries, helping them grow. This combination of experiences has given me a unique perspective. I have lived and currently live the musician's life. I understand the creative process. I've spent thousands of hours practicing, learning, playing shows, in the van getting to shows, driving to Guitar Center to get something new. But I've also spent nearly 20 years in the trenches with entrepreneurs and business owners, watching them succeed and fail, and learning what separates a thriving business from a struggling one. I haven't written the books we'll be studying here together, but I bring something equally valuable, the ability to translate proven business principles into the specific context of being an independent musician. I can show you how these concepts apply to your band, your music career, and your financial future. I believe the name of this podcast really says it all. No Label Band Machine. It's about not having a label, treating your band like a business, and keeping the money instead of paying out to all the people out there trying to take it from you. For decades, the music industry has operated under a gatekeeper system. Record labels, radio programmers, and industry executives controlled who got heard and who remained in obscurity. Artists signed away their creative control, their master recordings, and massive percentages of their earnings in exchange for just the possibility of success. The traditional label system treated musicians as contractors rather than partners, and many artists have described it as sharecropping. But something fundamental has shifted. The digital revolution has democratized music distribution. Streaming platforms, social media, and various direct-to-fan tools have made it not only possible, but advantageous to build a sustainable music career without a traditional label. Independent artists are now the fastest growing segment of the music industry. However, there is a catch. Freedom comes with responsibility and hard work. When you go independent, you're not just a musician anymore. You're a business owner. You're responsible for production, marketing, distribution, financial management, strategic planning, and other things. Most musicians are never taught these skills. They focus on their craft, perfect their art, and then wonder why they're broke despite the fact that they can shred better than probably anybody else around. This is where the No Label Band Machine philosophy becomes crucial. I'm not here to teach you how to play better or write better songs. There's plenty of YouTubes and podcasts out there for that already. I'm here to teach you how to build a sustainable business around your music so you can actually make a living doing what you love. Here's something that might surprise you. We're going to study top-rated business and marketing books instead of music industry-specific books. This is intentional and critical to your success. The music industry has long overlooked fundamental business principles. There are plenty of books about music theory, production techniques, how to make industry contacts. But the thing that separates successful independent artists from struggling ones is business education. The business and marketing books I've chosen hold massive insights that are directly applicable to musicians, but are consistently overlooked in the music industry. When you're an independent artist, you're running a small business, full stop. You need to understand marketing, productivity, systems, leadership, financial management. These are exactly what mainstream business books teach. As a musician, you already are a natural entrepreneur. The skills needed to make a living as a musician are the exact same skills required to be a successful business. You already know how to collaborate. You know how to improvise. You can present your work. You already hustle. You already network. You create something from nothing. That's amazing. Now I need to add the business frameworks that turn those skills into sustainable income. Here's how the podcast works. No Label Band Machine operates like a book club for musicians. Each month, we'll tackle one business book. We'll break each book down chapter by chapter, with each chapter becoming its own episode. This gives us time to really digest the material and discuss how it applies specifically to bands and solo artists, DJs, whatever it is that you are. You read the book on your own, I'll read the book on my own, take detailed notes, and then share those insights through the lens of a musician. More importantly, I'll show you how to apply these concepts to your specific situation as a musician, whether you're in a band, solo artist, like I said, DJ, whatever. This stuff isn't theory. Every episode will focus on practical application. We'll talk about how you actually implement these ideas. We'll take a look at what this means for bands with limited resources. I will make sure that you learn how you can start today, even if you're just getting started. But learning doesn't happen in isolation. It doesn't happen driving in your car listening to podcasts. It doesn't happen on your lunch break watching YouTube videos. That's why I've created a private and free community on the No Label Band Machine website, nolabelbandmachine.com. You can discuss all of the concepts we learn in this podcast with other musicians who are on the same journey. In this community, you can share your experiences implementing what you've learned, ask questions specific to your situation, connect with other independent artists, get feedback on your business strategies, and we're even going to hold each other accountable. Me too. Podcasts and community are completely free because this mission is bigger than profit. It is selfish. It's about fundamentally changing how musicians approach their careers. I want more music out there. I want more successful musicians. I want to hear new music. All of this is just for me to get better music in the world for myself to listen to. It's totally selfish. Let's talk a little bit about the books we'll be studying. I do have a pretty extensive reading list planned, and I don't have the order exactly figured out yet, but I do want to highlight five books that we're definitely going to be covering and tell you a little bit why they're so crucial. For sure, the first book we're doing is Real Artists Don't Starve by Jeff Goins. Jeff Goins dismantles the myth of the starving artist. This book is foundational, and that's why it's first. It tackles the mindset that holds most musicians back, which is the belief that caring about money somehow makes us less of an artist. Goins shows that historically, thriving artists have always understood business. Michelangelo, for example, was a savvy negotiator. Shakespeare owned a business. The Beatles had brilliant management. The difference between starving and thriving isn't your talent, it's your approach. For musicians specifically, this book teaches you to cultivate patrons, not just hope to be discovered, practice in public, not in secret, own your work, not sell it away, and diversify your skills. These principles are exactly what independent artists need in today's landscape. We'll also read The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. Musicians often think in terms of making it big, which could be that viral moment or a breakthrough hit, the sudden success. Hardy's Compound Effect reframes success as the result of small, consistent actions compounded over time. This is revolutionary for bands because it means you don't need a $1 million marketing budget. You don't need label backing. You need disciplined daily habits that build momentum. This could look like, just for example, write one song per week, post on social media once per day, play one local show per month, send 5 emails to potential collaborators each week. We'll discuss all sorts of different habits when we get there. These small actions, done consistently, create exponential results. The book teaches accountability, momentum building, and how to track your progress, which are all essential skills for independent artists who are managing their own careers. We'll read Deep Work by Cal Newport. The modern musician faces unprecedented distractions. There's social media, streaming platforms, emails, constant notifications, distracting YouTubes and podcasts. The tyranny of connectivity undermines your ability to create meaningful work. Newport's Deep Work teaches musicians how to reclaim their time and attention. He argues that the ability to focus deeply on cognitively demanding tasks is becoming both increasingly rare and thus increasingly valuable. For musicians, this means protected time for composition, practice, creative development. It means understanding that checking social media isn't marketing. It's shallow work that gives you the illusion of productivity while undermining your actual creative output. Newport provides concrete strategies: time blocking, embracing boredom, quitting or at least severely limiting social media, because we do need it as musicians, I hate to say, and other draining shallow work from your schedule. These techniques help you produce your best, most original work, which is ultimately what will build your lasting career. If you're in a band, you really need this one, The Vision-Driven Leader by Michael Hyatt. But if you're solo, you'll need it too. Most independent musicians have never stopped to articulate a clear vision for their band. Sure, you have dreams, but it's just a vague sense that you want to, quote, make it. Have you actually written down where you want to be in 3 to 5 years across all the key areas of your music business? Hyatt's The Vision-Driven Leader teaches you to craft what he calls a vision script. It's a compelling written description of your future reality written in present tense. For your band, this means detailing the future across 4 key areas: your team, which is your band members, collaborators, and other support; your products, which would be your albums, shows, merchandise; your sales and marketing, which would be revenue streams, your reach, your audience size, social media, etc.; and your impact, the change you're creating in the world. Because let's face it, as musicians, we're creating change in the world. The power of this approach is that a clear vision acts as a filter for decision making. When you know exactly where you're going in 3 to 5 years, every opportunity, every gig, collaboration, every social media post, your creative direction can all be evaluated against this vision. You'll ask yourself, does this serve our vision or distract from it? This prevents the chaos most independent artists experience, where they say yes to everything and end up exhausted, burnt out, directionless. Hyatt also emphasizes a critical distinction: vision drives leadership, while strategy drives execution. Your vision answers, where are we going? Your strategy answers, how do we get there? This book is particularly important for bands because it unites your team around a shared future. When every band member understands and believes in the vision, you go from being a group of individuals playing together to a cohesive unit driving towards something meaningful. The last book I want to preview today is Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. Here's the hard truth. Most musicians are terrible with money. Most people are terrible with money. They think in terms of what's left over after expenses rather than intentional profit. Profit First flips the traditional equation. Instead of sales minus expenses equals profit, he advocates for sales minus profit equals expenses. You pay yourself first, then figure out how to operate with what remains. For bands, this is huge. It means setting up separate bank accounts for different purposes, which we'll go over. And every time money comes in from a gig, a merch sale, a streaming royalty, whatever, you immediately allocate it to one of these accounts based on predetermined percentages. You don't even have to think about it. This system forces you to be more intentional about spending, ensures you're consistently profitable, and builds cash reserves that prevent the feast or famine cycle all of us musicians experience. This book is about building a music business that's financially healthy and sustainable for the long term. Let's look at the big picture. I want to talk about why this matters. The music industry is at an inflection point. For the first time in history, independent artists have the tools to build sustainable careers without label backing. But tools alone aren't enough. You need the knowledge and mindset to use them effectively. This podcast exists because too many talented musicians are struggling financially, not because they lack talent, but because they lack business education. They've been sold the myth that real artists don't care about money, or that focusing on business kills creativity. These beliefs are what's keeping you broke. The truth is, treating your band as a business does not diminish your art. It protects it. When you have sustainable income, you can afford to take creative risks. When you understand marketing, more people hear your music. When you master productivity, you create more and better work. When you own your business, you keep your money instead of giving it away to middlemen and gatekeepers. So I said earlier that every episode will have action items that you can take away and implement immediately. This introduction episode does too. Here's what I want you to do before the next episode. Join the community at nolabelbandmachine.com. Introduce yourself and share where you are in the music journey. Don't forget to give us links to your music so we can listen to it and social media so we can follow you. Think about your why. Why do you make music? What change are you trying to create in the world? We'll be diving deep into purpose and mission in upcoming episodes, but you can start thinking about it now. You don't even have to share it in the community yet. Just start thinking about it. Audit your current approach. It's okay if you want to treat your band like a hobby. If that's the case, this podcast is not for you. This podcast is for people who want to turn their music into a sustainable long-term income. So be honest. Are you tracking income and expenses? Do you have written down goals? Do you understand your revenue streams? If not, don't worry. We're going to learn that. That's the whole point. Just stick around. And get excited. You're about to embark on a journey that will fundamentally change how you approach your music career. These books that we're about to study together have transformed millions of businesses and careers, and they're about to transform yours. So in our upcoming episodes, we'll start diving into our first book, chapter by chapter, which is Real Artists Don't Starve by Jeff Goins. Each episode will be practical, actionable, and specifically tailored to musicians and bands. We'll discuss real-world applications, share examples from successful independent artists, and give you concrete steps you can implement immediately. Welcome to the No Label Band Machine. Let's build your music business the right way. Until next time, keep creating and keep learning.